7D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2C, page 120.
Hi, my name's Charlie Reed, and I'm going to talk to you today about the Amazon rainforest and what it means to each and every one of us. Now, you might be thinking, the Amazon? That's miles away. How does that have anything to do with me? Well, let me tell you that what goes on there has a massive impact everywhere around the globe, and we should all be paying much closer attention to the effect of what is happening to it. The Amazon is a vast biome that contains the largest remaining tropical rainforest in the world, home to at least 10% of the known species on Earth, some of which are endemic to the area. In the decade between 1999 and 2009 alone, 1,200 new species of plants and animals were identified. This variety of flora and fauna depend on the ecosystems that exist amongst the forests of the Amazon. And they are under threat, just as all the forests around the planet. The threat comes in essence from globalization and its resulting effect on the exploitation of resources. In the Amazon, these resources are proving vital in the establishment of the region in the global market. But at what cost? In a word, that cost is deforestation, which is very bad news. The Amazon contains between 90 and 140 billion metric tons of carbon. The exploitation of the area over the last 50 years has already led to the loss of at least 17% of the forest. Now, as most of you know, we have a severe problem at the moment with CO2 levels causing climate change, and the release of even a small fraction of the carbon in the Amazon through deforestation could have devastating consequences planet-wide. Added to that is the loss of photosynthesis, or the conversion of existing CO2 into oxygen, that would have been carried out by these trees. The reasons behind current levels of deforestation are wide-ranging. A number of government initiatives in the region have been promoting rapid development, which has led to hasty action, whereby vast areas of forest have been cleared for building material and to create land for pasture or crops. These actions have been carried out in order to facilitate foreign investment in the area. However, there is a lack of sustainable development and resource protection, which is a direct result of an absence of proper frameworks, which need to be in place to implement such procedures. Coupled with an inability of regional institutions to impose existing regulations to protect the area, the results have been quite destructive. There is also a high level of poverty experienced by the peoples who inhabit the Amazon, which has only exacerbated the issue. The financial rewards of raising cattle on the land, due to the international demand for their products, has led to many locals increasing their farmland at the expense of the forest. People have to make ends meet, which is understandable, but it must be done in a sustainable manner. In addition to the expanding farmland, new infrastructure such as roads, buildings, and irrigation measures have left their mark, and operations to extract minerals and other resources from the land have contributed to the situation we find ourselves in today. The effects cannot be overstated. Already, we have seen a loss of biodiversity, and some species are threatened with extinction. Habitats have been eroded, and a number of species are in terminal decline. The loss of forest cover has also had a negative impact on the water cycle of the region. Vapor from the rainforest spreads over a great distance and is relied upon by agriculture in other parts of the surrounding area. The loss of this rainforest vapor could result in drought and have major environmental ramifications. The knock-on effect of all this is that the people of the Amazon are suffering due to a reduction in natural resources. Approximately 350 different ethnic groups call the area their home, and they are struggling to cope with the damage that is being done. So, what can we do about all this? Well, firstly, we could try contacting governments around.